The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Martin is brought to you in part by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Neptune Compostables, Fidelity Bank, and Wendy's.
To the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Wal McCartney. So good to have you with us. As we're currently sitting here, the Prime Minister is in the House of Assembly giving a speech, or, he's speaking about the fiscal strategy report and the mid-year budget. Also, which, in a bizarre turn, they said that they're also debating as a compendium the Financial Management Act, the Debt Management Act or Bill, and the Public Procurement Bill as well. These are sweeping pieces of legislation that will bring a lot of drastic changes to the public service, and I think that he's giving them short shrift by debating them all at once. I don't get it. The traditional knowledge bill gets an entire separate day for debate, and the public procurement bill gets debated at the same time as the fiscal strategy report and the mid-year budget. I don't understand why they're doing it like this. And we also didn't have any indication that they were going to do that today. He said a couple of things that are sort of new, sort of interesting. I'm still waiting for the whole overarching strategy issue. But I guess we'll wait and see on that. Okay. Let's talk about, we'll talk about the PM's speech this week, but meantime, there's some issues going on with the Progressive Liberal Party that we need to talk about. All right. First, and we're going to listen to some audio about it. First, we have Obi Wilchcombe, who is trying to make a comeback in West End and Bimini. That's A. B, we have Picewell Forbes, who today announced in the House of Assembly that he won't be running again in South Andros. We also have some news with the FNM, Lanisha Roll breaking her silence today on the issue of her resignation amid the audit at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. Lanisha Roll said that she did not resign because of any audit, and she does not know about any audit, and the audit has nothing to do with her. All right, so I'm very interested to understand the rationale behind the Cabinet Office bringing up that certain matters were under investigation when it acknowledged Lanisha Roll's resignation. All right? I find that very interesting. I'm going to let you listen to Picewell, but first, let's examine where we are. Obi Wolfscombe wants to come back as West End and Bimini MP. The PLP, the leadership of the PLP, does not want Obi Wolfscombe to come back as West End and Bimini MP. The leadership of the PLP has no interest in placing Obi Wolfscombe back in cabinet. He wants to go back in cabinet. Wolfscombe somehow, strangely, believes that he is able to represent what the PLP would wish to put forward as a new face, a new thrust. All right? The PLP has an opportunity here to reform its public image in terms of its candidates because it has so few incumbents. Now it has another incumbent who's no longer running. Picewell and Obi Wolfscombe has won the runoff in West End Grand Bahama in a total blowout. They still have to have the runoff in Bimini, where there are a lot of voters there in Bimini as well, so that's yet to be seen. But the Bimini people aren't crazy about Wolfscombe because he took some losses there, but Wolfscombe didn't lose that seat by a lot last time. Pakeisha Barker Edgecombe won by about 200 votes. But Obi Wolfscombe does personify a lot of what people were irritated about in the Christie administrations. All right? A lot of talky-talky, but not a lot getting done. Right? So that's an issue. All right? It's a very serious issue out there for the Progressive Liberal Party. Picewell was in South Andros, and South Andros, by all accounts, is looking for a change. All right? They believe they can get some fresh blood going, and they can do some different things for Andros. Now, you had Monique Pindling was making inquiries and having discussions with people down there, and was talking with the party leadership, and she said she was told by the party leadership they don't want her. All right? Monique Pindling's supposed to be on the show tomorrow, by the way, and we'll discuss those things as well as what's going on in South Andros and the PLP. Monique Pindling, I don't know if she still has interest. We're going to find out tomorrow. But she kind of stepped away from it. She goes, okay, I was trying to do this for the people, but okay, you guys don't want me around? No problem. You have Leon Lundy, who was formerly with the DNA, is now with the PLP, and he's mounting an aggressive campaign down there in Central and South Andros to get that nomination. And barring what Monique Pindling would have to say, I would say that it looks like he's going to get it. All right? Because Picewell doesn't want to run. Picewell said he didn't feel supported by his party's leadership. And that's why he's bowing out. All right? This should have been managed better than this. Same thing with the FNM, it's PLP. You got to manage your business better than this. All right? So the first thing is, with Wolfscombe, all right, who tried to contest Brave Davis for leadership of the party, they don't want him around. All right? They don't trust him. And they're not, Davis is not inclined to put him in cabinet. So, to me, if I'm Davis, And Davis is going to have to get a little bit more hardcore with his management style. You don't got to go menace hardcore where you start doing craziness. But you got to be a little more hardcore. You got to go to Wilshkin and be like, look, we want a new face, okay? We want new faces in Parliament. And I'm not putting you in cabinet if you do get the nomination and you do win. Right? So tell me what it is you want. What do you want? You want an ambassadorship? All right? Fine. It can be nowhere near here. So the closest I can send you is London. Really, in my head, I'm thinking China, right? Do we have an embassy in the United Arab Emirates? I'll go build an embassy. I will open an embassy, a consular office in Australia. And you can go there. Hong Kong, do we have something in Hong Kong? You can go to Hong Kong, right? But you can't be in cabinet. So you coming back to Parliament, you're just going to be sitting as an MP. You can't be in cabinet. Not putting you to run anything around here, because we have too many situations where questions arise about what's going on and justifying the spend of things, and you're not able to answer, such as the Caribbean Music Festival, which Alfred Sears was the attorney for one of the people who was asking questions. All right? Now, that's the first way to deal with Wilshkin. So you can run. All right? You're not going in cabinet. So get that out of your head, because you were in cabinet before. You were Minister of Tourism twice. And I'm not putting you to be in charge of anything around here. All right? So someone says, oh, Lord. So we're going to figure out something for you, but it ain't going to be around here, and you ain't going to be in cabinet. That's what I got for you. Now, if you run, you ain't getting nothing. All right? You run, you're on your own. You'll campaign on your own. I put no money on the ground down there for you. So you tell me what you want to do. If you run, you become an MP, I ain't giving you nothing. Right? You ain't getting no chairmanship. You ain't getting nothing. So figure out what you want to do. And now these are the kind of decisions you got to make in politics and the kind of discussions you got to have in politics. Now, at Pricewell, I set him down. I come to my sit him down. Pricewell, you served us well. You did well. The people in Southland and South Andros say they don't want you. All right? Now, I like you. I think you do well. You can either find somewhere else to run, or you can bow out on your own terms. We ain't got to make it ugly. And I give you something. What is it that you would like? Because if you run and you win, I'm not putting you in cabinet. If you run and you win, I'm not giving you nothing extra. No chairmanship, no corporation, none of this. But if you bow out gracefully, I'll do something for you. What is it that you want? I got lots of open stuff here. Right? Tell me what it is you want. And you think you got the capacity to deal with. So those are the types of discussions you have to have with people. You can't just let it ride and see what happens. You got to get on top of these things and organize yourself. And those people in Weston are very passionate about Obi Wilshkin. Why? I couldn't tell you. But they are. But to me, I'm going to not have so many of these old faces popping up. And I don't mean that to denigrate people in terms of ageism, but I mean to say, like, you already had your shot. So now it's time to get somebody else's shot. So I'm not putting you back in cabinet. You can forget that. You're not getting tourism. And you're not getting anything else if you run, and you do perchance win. But I really don't want you there. And that's the kind of talks you got to have with people. All right? You got to manage these situations in politics. It's tough. It's tough to manage dozens and dozens and dozens of people. Right? Scores of people. Hundreds of people, really. It's tough to manage a couple of people. Right? Let alone all these people on different islands with different agendas and different X, Y, Z. Now, in terms of other outliers, like Leslie Miller and all this, I'm going to do the same thing. I'll be like, Leslie, you served, and it was great. You don't got to be in the house. All right? If you do win, I'm not putting you in cabinet. Your daughter's running. She'd be great. We could see what her where her interests lie, right? What is it that you want other than that? Right? I'll give you something else. Probably not BPL. There was a little bit, there was a lot of tension there on that vibe. Maybe water and sewage. Right? But you got to manage these things effectively. All right? Ingram was a good manager at these things. You could organize, figure out what's going on, put people in different positions. You know, there were some loose threads here and there, Ken Russell, et cetera. But he could manage a situation in order to have sensible outcomes. These are bad outcomes. You don't want Pisewell to get up and throw this in the middle of the floor, this bomb in the middle of the floor, and tell him I'm not gonna run for politics again. All right? And there's a question as to whether the House of Assembly is even, you know, the best place to make that sort of announcement, but that's debatable. So listen to what Pisewell had to say, and then let's talk about it. Let's talk about where we're going with all this and how we manage these situations. Because there's only a few of these that Brave, there's only a few of these little small fires that Brave's having to deal with. But still, you get enough small fires and they make a big blaze, you know what I'm saying? So you want to try to tamp them out before they get. Now, what you could do is you could let Wilson come. No, buddy, you could run. That's fine. I don't want you there. You can run. Don't look to me for nothing if you win. Don't look for no chairmanship. Don't look for no cabinet post. Don't. It is what it is. Right? Period. So listen to Pisewell. It's just a few minutes, and then we'll be back on the other side of this.
Hello. All this morning to say thanks to all for their well wishes and complimentary comments received or otherwise over the past few weeks and months. And to those whom I've not seen eye to eye or really agreed with, whether we met at funerals, church services, weddings, town meetings, homecomings, etc., you've made me and kept me grounded, honest, and some of you even inspired me and others, even though critical, kept me going. I've learned from you. I've learned how to observe, listen, and overall, the collective you made me a better person and secondarily, a better member of Parliament. It has been the greatest honor of my life representing my hometown in this place, Mr. Speaker. I've learned how to respect the dignity of my struggling communities, and also I witnessed the power of faith and how our collective efforts through engagement and community building initiatives made life a little more manageable for you, my constituency family. The demands were and still are great. I tried my best, many times giving up my personal meager resources to meet constituents' personal commitments or challenges or otherwise, be they healthcare costs, school fees, educational and or rental assistance, or simply paying a light or water bill. It was always done with the personal and the general notion, pardon me, of making life easier for my people in Mangrove Key South and Central Andros. Yes, our progress at the constituency level has not been even or even evidenced in some quarters. But like President Obama said, and I quote, democracy has always been hard, contentious, and sometimes bloody, end of quote. Sometimes it appears for every two steps forward, it often looks like one step backward. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic did not make life any easier. I can proudly say, as I stand here today, that the communities of Mangrove Key, South and Central Andros are much better off today than we were when we commenced our partnership just over 13 years ago. I'll simply recap in my final 2 minutes. 2010, we had the $20 million dock constructed in Fresh Creek. Then we had the installation of what we call the Bishop Mackey Dock in Barron Point. We created employment opportunities in the public and private sector. Preschool system was open in the constituency across the board. There would have been technological advances in our schools, agriculture, and animal husbandry program. But, Mr. Speaker, it would not be my good fortune to be around with my friend who would have assisted so greatly the member for Carmichael and Deputy Prime Minister to see the opening of the $8 million plus gymnasium in South Andros. I would only wish I could have been there to maybe turn the spigot for the $13 million portable water system in South Andros, or to see through the completion of the dock work that I saw so proudly just last week as I sit on the dock in Lisbon Creek Harbor and saw the barge bringing in all the supplies in the Mangrove Key, or to see the clinic in Mangrove Key and other, or the subdivision work completed. For all of the efforts made, though, it was not enough. My people are still highly disadvantaged, and what's more crippling than ever is the level of cynicism and polarization in our local politics. I never tried to fool anyone, nor did I have any illusions of the challenges my hometown was facing, but we tried. Today I stand, Mr. Speaker, to take my last political breath. My name would never rise again in political cycles. My work is done politically, Mr. Speaker, but as I leave, going forward, it would be my sincerest hope that we as a fledgling society would uphold law against discrimination in hiring, in housing, rental assistance, and social welfare, educational options, and in the criminal justice system. Passing laws in this honorable place is idealistic, and generally we feel that way. But passing of laws alone is not good enough. Our hearts must change, and it starts here. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank a few people before I take my seat. I'd like to say thanks to my beautiful wife, who's at home along with my daughter, Faisala, watching this morning, who prayed with me this morning, my mom, Deaconess Lady Mae Forbes, my siblings, and the extended community of South Central and Mangrove Key Andros. Special thanks to Brother Joel Ramming, Brother Charles Miller, Charmaine Ferguson, Andrea Russell, and her husband, Mr. Russell, Brother Kendall Taylor, Aaron Roll, Sheba McPhee, Maggie Rogers, Raleigh and Annie Russell, Elsie Smith, Wanda Carey, Jeffrey Johnson, Benji Forbes, the Reverend James Pratt, Administrator Francine Neely, and Mr. Neely, and most importantly, my good friend, Ortner Lewis. Mangrove Key, Brother Leonardo Lightborn, I want to wish you the very best. Garnet Bullard, Garnell Grain, Harry Saunders, my real, real friend, Desmond Saunders, and the Reverend Hubert King. And a special thanks to Bishops Moses Johnson, Neil Ellis, and Lester Cox. Reverend Christopher Smith and my good friend, Sadie Bastian and Reverend Bastian and Mangrove Key. And First Creek, Emily Miller, Reverend Hensley, Arthur Brown, Glenn Johnson, Brother Klinger, thank you. And also to Dave Nemours, Chairman, Mabel Stubbs, Ida Nesbitt, Bishop Raymond Markey and Ranford Markey, and Dimey Russell, thank you. To former Prime Ministers, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram, wish you the best in recovery, and also to the Honorable Perry G. Christery, want to also wish you the very best. To my political friend, Mr. Speaker, before I take my seat, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, my true friend, Secretary General Barbara Cartwright, Ms. Lula Mae Smith. To my parliamentary colleagues, Senator the Honorable Dr. Michael Dowell, to Exuma and Ragged Island, Angleston, Golden Isles, and a member for Rumkey, Cat Island, and San Salvador, our leader, thanks for the high honor of having the opportunity to serve as leader of opposition business. To Brother Terry Duvalier and my brother, Rick, thanks very much. And to my still politically broken sister who's watching this morning, who's crying, Audrey Willard Bonamy, I love you and cherish your heart and courage. To my detractors, it may be your day to celebrate or be gleeful. But I say admittedly that I did not get everything right. There were some missteps, but I'm confident in the fact that I am not a slave to fear, but I'm an imperfect child of God. Mine has been the pleasure to serve. My faith has been rewarded in ways I could not possibly imagine. To all branch executives, volunteers, and those names I didn't call, please forgive me. To Administrators Campbell and Lightborn, thanks. Hopefully I'll join you guys on the Fishing Rock pretty shortly. Local government practitioners, religious leaders, and civic leaders, thank you. To all of you, my colleagues, continue to be unselfish, altruistic, creative, patriotic, and serving our God. Once again, I just want the record to reflect, as I would have very short time, I guess, in this honorable place, and let the word go far and wide that I will not be offering in the 2022 general election. But to those in my constituency who are concerned, please, I am okay. God has taken care of everything and will continue to do so. I will ask you to continue to believe in our country, our God, and to share love with our fellow men. As Androsians, please let us continue to protect our treasured Bahama land. Farewell, my brothers and sisters, farewell. May God continue to bless the communities of South, Central, Andros, and Mangrove Key, and may our God continue to bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Thank you much.
Okay, so that was Picewell on the floor giving his farewell speech, so to speak. That's on the floor, and I'm fairly certain that Brave Davis did not know he was going to do that today. But let's hear what he had to say when we tracked him down, because he left shortly after he gave that speech. And strangely, Lanisha Roll followed him to go comfort him. I'm not making that up. And that's when we got to talk to her. But let's hear what he had to say. It's a quick interview. Let's hear what he had to say when our reporter spoke to him after he left the floor of the house.
Did you speak to your family before making this decision?
I did. My wife is at home and my daughter, Paisilla, they're watching. They know my decision. They're very comforted by it, along with my mother, taking us to the Mayflower of the Church of God.
How hard was it to come to this kind of decision?
Very, very difficult. I would have wanted to be around to see the way completed at South Andrews Gymnasium, for example, and also the potable water system in South Andrews that has been languishing for almost 44 years. The dockside district in Mangrove Key last week after meeting for days with the Honorable Desmond Bannister to see the barge pull into Mangrove Key just the other day with all the supplies. And to every other house you go to, the questions are being asked. Are you running? How many more persons the PLP going to put on the ground against you? When is this issue going to be cleared up? When you continue to go back and forth on it. And after all of the questions in Mangrove Key last week, when you were giving it your best, like I said, from your mega resources, and all these questions are still abound after all these years. After some discussion and prayers with my family, I said, farewell.
What did you need to see from the leadership to prevent this from happening?
Simple confidence, I mean, just to simply go on the ground in the community.
And say they support
you. And you support me, simple. And simply give a nomination. That's all it is. And we would heard that the four incumbents were guaranteed, but there's still all this discussion about it. And there were certain persons who were calling, prominent persons in our society, Brother Roll, you know them, who continued to call Stoddard counselors and continued to dig into the matter. And this became so much of a drag. And I, as a proud Androsian, I decided it's best to walk away.
Do you have any reason to believe that the leadership supported any of those people who were campaigning on the ground?
I have my views about some things. I won't go any further. I walk away with dignity. I just want to complete my legal studies now by May. And I'll be able to walk away with pride. My wife and my family is okay, along with my mom, who's going to be celebrating her 81st birthday at the Church of God in a few days. I'm fine. It's all right now. I walk away. And I think maybe one day I would rise in the sunset. My good friends, I have friends like the Honorable Fred Mitchell, member for Pine Ridge, a good member for Angleston, a member for North Abaco. These are all my friends. And it's sad to walk away like this, but at the end of the day, you're going to take so much. But so there'll be a press conference shortly where we can go over this some more.
Are you planning on remaining with the Progressive Liberal Party?
That's a decision that I am a PLP. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to say certain things in the heat of the moment. Let those things, it's a very emotional moment for me right now. So I'll leave that like that. I'm a PLP. No matter what, some things have got to stay inside. But I just wanted to clear the air and let all the mist to be removed in the process of me going forward. If there's uncertainty that maybe I'm causing some problem and draw on the process, let me get out of it. I got to be the bigger man. As a senior man, I got to be the bigger man. And I decided just to walk away. God will take me through this process. Thank you very much.
Sorry, one last question. A lot of people watching you speak, it sounded like a farewell speech. I know that it seems like you only announced that you won't be running in the next election for that constituency, but Do you think that there are plans to resign your seat before the next election?
I said I'll take some things under consideration, due consideration, and I'll make that decision. So thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, so there's Paisville. Paisville saying he's not sure if, let me phrase it correctly. He hasn't made, as of now, he's still a PLP. Let's put it that way, right? And as of now, he's still the MP. He's going to chew on some things. He's pretty emotional about it. And he expressed that he didn't feel that the party put confidence in him down there. And he didn't feel that he should have to fight for that seat, seeing as that he's an incumbent. Okay, we got to take a break. We also spoke to Lanisha Roll, too. We're going to listen to her at the after the break if we got the time, but certainly we'll get to that at the top of the next hour if we can't do it after this break. Stay tuned.
Tired of disposable plates that fall apart and leave the food in your lap? Neptune Compostables can solve your problem. Put your food in our heavy-duty clamshells.
At Neptune, we supply heavy-duty takeout plates, coffee cups, sauce cups, soup bowls, straws, and plastic-free takeout bags. We offer free delivery to offices, takeaways, restaurants, bars, and households.
And we ship to the family islands.
Order now via WhatsApp at 816-2442. That's 816-2442. Or shop online at NeptuneCompostables.com.
Neptune, where your sense makes sense.
Say aloha to something delicious from Burger King Nassau. Introducing the all-new Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Crispy Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy the classic flame-grilled Whopper or our crispy chicken breast topped with ham, pineapple, smoky barbecue sauce, cheese, and all the fixins. Grab it with both hands and savor the tropical flavor. Whether you choose chicken or flame-grilled beef, you're gonna love it. The Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Chicken Sandwiches are all new and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution. Thanks so much for sticking with us. We are going to go to... Let's listen to Lanisha Roll, actually. Let's do that. I know you got a lot of texts, and I'm going to get to them. We'll get to them. That's fine. But let's listen to Lanisha Roll, because we haven't heard from her, and we spent days talking about this whole thing. So this is the first time she's speaking publicly since she... In fact, this is the first time she's speaking publicly, period, because her resignation letter was addressed to the Governor General, so she's never publicly addressed what's going on, particularly after everything that swirled in the air, why people delighted so much and just trying to, you know, dog walk her and kick her while she's down, which, you know, that's what we do. Not me, but that's clearly who we are as a people. Let's listen to Lanisha Roll, and then we'll do some text and then go to a break. For news.
Thank you for the question. I would have tendered a voluntary resignation, as you would have seen. The Cabinet Office would have accepted that resignation. There was an addendum to their response that was given by the Honorable Prime Minister, and I dare not speak after that. Okay. And that's it.
There have been a lot of social media claims. Do you want to respond to the various claims that have been put out there about you and your actions?
Absolutely not. I don't entertain social media claims. They are what they are. You deal with facts, you deal with issues, and you deal with truth. I don't have time for those things.
What do you want the Bahamian people to know about your integrity as a public official?
It remains intact. It remains intact. And I continue to do my work for the people of Sea Breeze.
Do you expect to get a nomination for Sea Breeze in the next election?
We will see what will happen. We will see what will happen. But my life is guided by the Lord. And whatever he permits is well done with me.
Describe your mood. How have you been feeling over the last
The mood. It is what it is. This is politics. Decisions are made, things are done, and you make the best of it. And that's what you must do. You must be patriotic, you must be respectful at all times, and you have to trust the process. And that's all I'm doing, being patient.
My only question, I know that he asked if you expect to receive that nomination, but are you hoping to receive it, or are you, looking to do something else?
I wouldn't comment at this time. It's up to the party when it comes to nominations of a particular party you're with. And so I'll have to respect the party's process and certainly the outcome at the end of the day.
I know you can't go into specifics, but what exactly led to your resignation? Because it kind of came up as a shock last week.
Well, I've already spoken to all I want to say with regard to the resignation. In the letter, I think I indicated as much as I wanted to indicate. I said, like I said, the cabinet office have accepted it. The Prime Minister came behind and provided an addendum, a verbal addendum, to their response, and I dare not speak behind that.
Is there anything about your tenure as Minister that you are proudest of?
That I am?
Proudest of.
I don't know.
And anything about your time as Minister that you're most proud of in terms of achievements?
Well, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things. I won't speak to anything in particular. I think the record speaks for itself in terms of all I would have done. I think people themselves would speak to the work that I have done from social services and urban development to youth sports and culture. It's a great sacrifice. It's hard work on a constant basis. It's basically a 24-hour job. And I think that, and I know that I would have given my very best. And as long as I'm serving in the public domain, I will continue to do just that. I have served from a police cadet to a police officer, to an officer of the court, and I will continue to serve. This is just simply a different arena, and there are different rules for this arena, and so I must continue to learn, continue to adjust, and continue to serve.
And a final question for me. What are your expectations of the Auditor General's audit into the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture? Do you expect it to vindicate you at the end of the day?
I expect that the Auditor General will do what he or she does in all ministries on a constant and a yearly basis, and that is to ensure that proper financial accounting procedures are followed and things are done according to the rules and procedures. I expect no less from that office, and I think he would have indicated that it is their ordinary process. I met auditing going on at Youth Sports and Culture. I met auditing going on at Ministry of Social Services. Auditing continues at every ministry of the government, every year, at any time. It is nothing new, not as I am aware. And so the process is the process, and the results are the results. And I think, according to my tenure, they will always find that what I do to the best of my knowledge and ability is, with the information I have, is to follow those rules. I believe that that is what will be found.
Did that audit have anything to do with your resignation, the fact that audit was going to happen or happening?
I'm not aware of an audit. That's what I'm saying. I'm not aware of that. But like I said, audits are ongoing. They're not something new. It's ongoing always in every ministry of the government, every ministry. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, that was Lanisha Roll, former Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, talking to reporters at the House of Assembly regarding her resignation. Not a whole lot beyond what happened, but I'm curious as to why the reporters asked her about the Auditor General when the audit that was conducted was done by the Ministry of Finance, a special audit. Because the Auditor General audits all ministries every year, so there would be nothing out of the ordinary about that. Anyway, she's saying that her public integrity remains intact, and that she's well kept by God, right? Sounds like she's been in the prayer closet for a few days, and she's emerged, all right, victorious, shiny, and smooth, right? I don't... It's a joke. It's a 300 reference. Never mind. You forget about it. All right, a couple of text messages, and when we're going to go to a break for news here in a second. All right, so this is one. How are you? QC Monroe said on the show on Friday, if he wins, he will bring the water for the pump today home. By grab water from the pump. This says, LOL, Juan looks like the Pimlin girl got her way. Forbes spoke about his how much he wanted to remain. Now he's bowing out. Entitlement is something else, but we're going to have her tomorrow. It says, Lundy and Davis are cousins. Oh, Lundy and Brave? Okay. Someone's telling me Lundy's father was an FNM who ran for that constituency a couple of times. It says, please don't let Anton run on with the same talking points today. Ask him to address both Obi and the Forbes issue. Please, I mean, I know Anton's a loyal PLP, but you think he's in the clique, like, to know what's going on? Maybe he does. With Obi and Forbes, I was telling Obi, it ain't happening. It ain't happening, right? So don't look to me for nothing after you get this. If you get this. Because you know, you want to strike a balance, and I know we got to go to news. You want to strike a balance between you got a suitable candidate and you have someone who's electable versus the balance with you have the people, the person, the people in that constituency want. There's a school of thought that says, yes, you let the voters pick. And that would be a more democratic process. Let them pick who they want. But there's a danger in them not making a good decision that defeats your overarching national purpose because they want their way over there. All right? But we're going to take a break. We'll talk more on these things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Happening? Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Tired of disposable plates that fall apart and leave the food in your lap? Neptune Compostables can solve your problem.
Put your food in our heavy-duty clamshells.
At Neptune, we supply heavy-duty take-out plates, coffee cups, sauce cups, soup bowls, straws, and plastic-free take-out bags. We offer free delivery to offices, takeaways, restaurants, bars, and households.
And we ship to the Family Islands.
Order now via WhatsApp at 816-2442. That's 816-2442. Or shop online at NeptuneCompostables.com.
Neptune, where your sense makes sense.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Prime Minister, I'm Juan McCartney. Thanks for staying with us. The Prime Minister is done speaking about the fiscal strategy report in the mid-year budget. I'll be honest with you. The parts of his remarks I was not able to hear. I read during the break, and I don't see the plan. I don't get it. He's talking very, there's incremental stuff and there's other like governmental initiatives that they're doing, but in terms of an economic recovery plan, it's just not there. And he keeps using this word plan, and I don't see it. Like at least the four phase opening thing they were trying, that was a plan, right? A plan is like, here's X, Y, Z, what we're going to execute. You're talking about digitization of government service. How's that an economic recovery plan? A, B, you're actually moving very slowly with digitization of government service because it started under Christie then. The IDB loan you have to originally start it was signed by Christie and those. How's that an economic recovery plan? You're talking about fast-tracking a couple projects. He named four things, a couple marinas, that they've decided to fast-track. But doesn't even talk about what the economic impact of that will be. He talks about the Small Business Development Center. He talks about a public, a PPP for a public house, for a subdivision in his constituency. So he's creating 150 new constituents. He talks about giving them the lots are going to be 50 grand, but the value with all the servicing done will be 150 grand. So you go to the bank, you get equity. It's a good plan. Now, I don't know who's going to get the 50 grand. Who has 50 grand up front? Maybe you'll have to do some creative lending. But that's not an economic recovery plan. You're quipping about, oh, the reporters can apply for land. What are you? That's 150 people. That's a start. It's something. It's not going to be a game changer, I can assure you of that. I mean, you want a lot of different threads to have things humming on a lot of different cylinders, but I have yet to hear the real plan. He talks about real property tax forgiveness. Let's just be real. If you say that I'm going to give you a 50% discount on all your outstanding real property tax arrears, but you got to pay by May 1st, which is a couple of months from now, mostly that's going to be wealthy people who just have ignored the real property tax who will be able to pay that. So I don't understand. Oh, I'm told that the digitization started actually in the Ingram administration. Yeah. So that's been ongoing. You're not doing anything incredible. I appreciate that government services are online. They're going to put the land registry online. I don't know how accurate that'll be. Figuring out land around here is, you know, it's one of the biggest challenges. If you have, one day you could talk to Franklin Wilson about it, who knows about land, right? It's one of the biggest, like, that there's so much opacity of about who owns what land and how far it goes back. All right, let's do some of your text, man. I ain't see no plan. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't hating on the Prime Minister. I'm being real with you. If he came with a plan, I'd be like, well, that's a plan. That's a plan. I got you. Right? But I don't see no plan. I ain't gonna lie to you. He keeps saying plan. Maybe you should say kind of like we're kicking around ideas, maybe, or we're, you know what I mean? Where's the plan? A plan, right, is how do I get from point A to point B, right? That's show me the plan, how we get there, right? That's the plan, right? What you're talking about is just, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm lost. I'll be honest with you. I'm very, very lost at this point. Good day, one. Good show as usual. The government needs to discuss how they're going to assist Atlantis workers who are no longer receiving benefits from NIB. We need our money. Tired of these jokers selling their own people out so millionaires could save. All right. Sorry to sidetrack. But also, you say you're putting people in the Killarney constituency and billing homes from, sure, right? That doesn't sound weird at all. But they also get to construct their homes duty-free. But I don't. Right? But the select few, the first 150, and they swear they're not going to discriminate. I've never heard that before. They get to construct their homes duty-free, but I don't. Like, don't you think that if you could strike a balance between the revenue losses and the economic activity that it would spur, that an idea would be to have all additional home construction and new home construction moving forward be duty-free? And that would spark people's interest in maybe picking up mortgages, et cetera. This is economic recovery. Like this, like you got to think broader than, oh, I'm going to have people in my constituency and they're going to construct their homes duty free. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good afternoon.
Oh, pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hope your family's doing well. Can I ask a question? I listen to this nomination and ratifying and stuff. Are these people that keep going in the House Assembly open repeatedly, up and down, in and out, their job profession, are they what we could refer to as professional politicians? Is that their job description?
Who?
People like Miller and Obie Wiscombe and things like that. Other than that, what do they do? I mean, other than go to the House Assembly.
Now, I don't know what Wiscombe does, but I know Miller's got, you know, he's a businessman.
Yeah, I know he got the paint shop and Robin, yeah. not right. Robin, at the bowling alley and stuff like that.
Right.
But I never know. But Wiscombe used to be with the Zedness and that type of stuff. And,
yeah, they had a food store and XYZ, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, like you are qualified journalist, right? Obie was a journalist or something like that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he studied at UWE. But I just wonder, do they think that nobody else can run the country? I mean, they don't want to give nobody else a chance. Do they have to be in House Assembly to live?
I don't get it. I'm not lying to you. If he was like still, if it was like Piceball, it'd be different. Like if you had held the seat and kept the seat, it would be different. I would deal with it a different way. So I would deal with Piceball in a different way, somewhat, than I would deal with Wilscombe, but I don't get it. I don't get why he believes that that's attractive for the PLP to run him again.
And to be what? Minister of Tourism again?
Well, I'm saying, I doubt they will put him in cabinet. He and Brave, they don't trust each other.
Well, we don't trust most of them.
Right. I trust no one. Right, exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, which ministry you want now? Ministry of gaming and all that kind of thing?
He's not getting any ministry. That's the point.
You don't think so?
No.
Man, you don't think they done cut deal underneath the table?
I know they haven't.
You don't think if they get in there, you know Mr. Miller can be appointed chairman, that'd be easy again?
Well, Leslie Miller I would deal with in that same vein, but a little differently too. And I would make a deal with Leslie Miller.
Does nobody else deserve to get a job other than these people? All these behemoths we sent off to college and university coming back here, got families and need jobs. Why only these certain people need to be chairman of the board and in the House Assembly? No other behemoths around here deserve nothing.
I hear you. But it is what it is. You gotta cut the deals to quiet people down politically, you know what I'm saying? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. Well, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Anton.
All right. First and foremost, Mr. Davis isn't running for the Progressive Liberal Party. Like, it's his personal party, right? Mr. Davis is utilizing the constitution of the Progressive Liberal Party to make determinations and decisions on a daily basis within the party, right? Mr. Davis has a candidates committee that he's supported by, that each have influence by their vote on that candidates committee using the democratic process. Okay, Mr. Davis made it very clear. And before I say another word, Juan, let me just express all my best wishes to His Excellency Faisal Forbes in his future endeavors. And I look forward to him continuing to support the Progressive Liberal Party and to work along with whoever would be the successful candidate to represent the Progressive Liberal Party in South and Central Honduras. That's the first thing I want to say.
Okay.
Right? And so getting back to what I'm saying, Juan, and so Mr. Davis is on record expressing that the process of democracy will rule and the incumbent has the first opportunity. The only way that changes is if the people, the majority of people, determine that they would like to move in a different direction than the incumbent candidate, right? And so as it relates to all of this hullabaloo that's going on with persons calling into the show from the earlier part of your show, that's all it is. Mr. Davis is a man who believes in due process. That's why he updated the constitution of the party, and we are adhering to the rules and regulations of the constitution, which dictates that democracy reign and not one individual making a determination at the end of the day. It's a collective decision-making process by the majority, and the majority will rule at the end of the day. That's the way we do business in the PLP. And one final point I want to make, Juan, as it relates to the economy and the prime minister. He's yet, in the last 4 years of deficit borrowing, of debt, of record debt levels, he's yet to produce an economic plan to grow the economy even before Dorian hit. He's yet to produce an economic plan to grow the economy even post-Dorian and during the pandemic. 4 years, once. It's nothing that he can do now, even if the elections were called May of 2022. That's only 1 year away, 1 year and 2 months away. There's nothing that he can do that would bring any substantial change to our economy. There's nothing that he could put in the ground that would bring about any reduction in jobs in any meaningful way. There's nothing that he can do to grow our economy. He has had his time, and he has spent his time, and now it's time for him to be voted out on the brave wave. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, my brother. Now, I disagree with you. There's lots he could do to help the economy. I totally disagree. There's lots he could do right now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, man. So, yeah, I was listening to Sparky talking about these career politicians, and I just actually listened to an interesting podcast the other day. This is from a U.S. congressman that had left recently, still fairly young, and they were diving into what it's really like in there, and he just basically said it's just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, all the yelling, all the back and forth, the Republicans, the Democrats, they're all friends outside of it,
right?
Number one. And then number two, he also said that the reality is 5% of the people that make up Congress actually care about the country and the people and actually want to get things done and actually read the bills and push back on things and are in it for the right reason. And this is coming from the U.S., right? So, 5%, like maybe not exactly the statistics, but even if it was 10% or 15%, that's just a small amount, right? So I could argue that it's probably similar here. And so to Sparky's point, I don't think they give two hoots about us. I don't think they give two hoots about our country. And just like in the U.S., if you want to stay on there and make your money, you have to toe the line. You push back, you're gone.
Right.
So you have to be a yes person. So that's why I called in last week, I think it was, and I said, it shouldn't matter what any of these people say. Everything is meaningless. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. So the only thing that will directly help us is to minimize the size of government and minimize taxes. That's the only thing that we should care about is citizens. Because everything else, they're going to just do what they do. Both sides of the party, a new party pops up. They don't care. So that's what we should be focused on. Who is actually going to limit taxes and limit government, more money in our pockets, more money in the private sector where things actually get done. That's what all should be matters. Don't listen to these smoke and mirrors. Sparky's correct. Career politicians, cheers.
Yes, thanks for the contribution. Yeah, good points. I'd say it's more than 5% here because 5% would put the number too low. 5% would mean two of them actually read the bills. It's a bit more than that. Good afternoon, welcome. I'd say 12%. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
There you go. Yeah, I hang in here with a bunch of buddies who tell me that y'all two are using my parents to get an OPI.
The who?
So I'm hanging in here with a bunch of buddies who tell me you was a good guy from back and playing tennis, there's OPI, your tennis lesson, OPI.
Oh, man, who'd you talk to? That was way back. Oh, that was a teenager.
Yeah, man, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, what's up?
You know, it's amazing, right? I mean, President Forbes, like I said, President Forbes and the PLP will make a statement later, so that President Forbes is a big one, man. He served Speaker M, so, like he said, well, it's good, you know what I mean?
Right, well, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, but the bigger picture is, Mr. McCartney, you saw the video that going viral where these FMMPs getting run everywhere. You saw it, right?
I think I saw a video with you taking pictures of them. Now, were the people home now? Were you being fair?
Mr. McCartney, give me a minute to explain exactly what happened.
All right.
A friend of mine lived in Digny Gardens, right?
Right.
Truly speaking, I was riding to pick him up. As I go through the corner, I saw people in the road. Truly speaking, all I hear, get in my yard, don't come in my yard. But guess what happened now? The reason why I never went in the crowd is because they would say I'm being contentious. You feel me?
Right.
So I stand back, but truthfully speaking, people everywhere were saying, don't come my yard, get out my yard. Seriously speaking, it's hard not to. Warren Miller went in the same area, same time, and they were telling us. But like I said before, I mean, it is what it is. And then Michael Folks coming on Golden Gates, to tell you the truth, the lady you saw in the video with the Prime Minister, that's a Golden Gates for them. Now, you know, as you know yourself, a Golden Gates PLP, she ain't getting a loss. Lost for the wave. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, it's pretty usually PLP, but it flips.
No, but I'm trying to say, I live in Golden Gate for 40 years, okay? I'll tell you the truth. Last thing, Michael Folks on the day election was riding on a truck scratching his head. You know, even. But it's forgotten.
Okay.
The bigger picture is right now, right?
All right.
The people at Bahamas, I mean, seriously speaking right now, the government of Bahamas right now need to stop. I mean, give me public protection, though. It don't make no sense, though. I mean, everywhere you go, at least your face there and like, I mean, for what, though?
Yeah, the ticketing, right, to start your ticketing initiative right now is... says who says their own video is going viral. I know, right? Like, it's your video. Yes, I saw it, but it's you. You did the video. It's not like by happenstance. I saw this video. No, I made the video. It would be better if you better. Did you see the video that I made? It's going viral. Everyone loves it. It says, so we want career doctors, lawyers, and pilots, but not politicians. Then we get what experience gives. There must be reason about it. This is a great point, actually. So I don't have a problem. Let's look at the situation a different way. All right? So if you lose your seat and you're done, the people don't want you, then that's what it is. Right? But if you're able to retain your seat over the course of 20, 30, 40 years, and you're effective and you're good in government, I have no problem with that. And one would argue, and I don't like seeing all the same old faces all the time and coming back offer and offer and again, but one would argue that the fact that we have so many new people in the FNM this term reflects on the level of governance and the level of debate that we have in the House of Assembly, and it's bad, is what I mean to say. So the level's poor. All right? So is the level of governance. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. First time calling. But I always
great, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm in Tall Pines, right? But the problem with Tall Pines, they tried to bring Mr. Darville in Tall Pines, but he lost his seat in Freeport.
Right.
And it kind of confused him.
Yeah, what were you confused about?
Because let me tell you something. If you don't live in the area, you don't know the area, you don't know the need of the people, so how come they brought you in from Freeport and then come down this way in 12 times? It kind of strange to me.
Yeah, I found that one a bit strange as well. I think he's re-domiciling, and he's now trying to just have a foothold in Nassau, and he wants to be here.
Yeah, but this guy, the son of guy, he's not good down here, but...
Have you seen him? Have you seen him down there,
Darvel? Yeah, because the way it looks, it's crazy.
I'm sorry, you're Saunders you don't like, or you like?
No, I don't like Saunders at all.
But you don't like Darvel. Have you seen Darvel? Have you talked to Darvel?
Yeah, I've been here, but my problem is, it's the same old thing, you know, the same old issue, same da-da-da-da-da, so, and when time, when election comes and goes, same issue.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm not voting.
You're just not going to vote?
No.
I'm hearing that more and more.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, thank you for calling.
Right, you have a good one.
All right. This says, what I think we should have, and I've discussed with you my plan before, I want full-time MPs, and I'm willing to pay you for it, but you got to actually do your job. And what I'm willing to pay you is going to be competitive, right? So we're gonna get more and more people who are really quality people running for these posts, and you're going to have performance indicators for your job. We're going to have an ability to recall you, et cetera. So... it's a discussion we can have. It says it's a legislative post for national legislation. We're lost. Exactly. That's all the MP is. The MP thing is just to go pass laws. Over time, it's turned into a different type of thing, right? Really, what we're talking about, the style of governance we have is really, we're dealing with a totally local government style of governance, right? So you really want your MP to pass laws that make the country better, but as Picewell had said, you see what the MP's become. He's paying people light bill and school fee and all this other stuff like that. Like, you know, Picewell, I love you, my brother, but you're not there for that, right? You're there to try to agitate to make the community better and build things. You talked about the gym and all that. That's the type of stuff we're talking about, all right? It says, who's the man? OB. There'll be no problems if there's no OB in West Grand Bahama. Take it from a Grand Bahama native. It says, Darvel ran from Pine Ridge because of the Hurricane Matthew mess. If in doubt, ask people of Grand Bahama. I find it strange that he left Grand Bahama like that. I do. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
You're crazy. What I'm going to do when I'm brave, say it'll be egregious for him not to get his seat. I mean, it is just like... we need a chairman like Vladdy Roberts. When they speak, or someone like Doug Maynard or Papa, it to be like a syllabus.
Yeah, Roberts was gonna kill all that conversation real quick. He wasn't gonna have to hear none of that.
People all just over council. We think that like the PLP seem to be adrift. Just waiting and waiting there. How about you say you can run against the party and still be in this party? How dare you say you want to be an MP? I've seen why be going my
you're breaking up. I can't understand you. One more call, and we got a lot of text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. How's it going?
What is that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's open line, right?
No, we're talking politics, but go ahead.
Yeah, we're talking politics. Let me ask you something, Vaughn. As long as you've been dealing with broadcasting in this country, or dealing with the media or whatever it may be, have you ever seen this come to this level of cruelty? I can use the word cruelty, and I'm using it hypothetically.
And what
with candidates, with parties attacking family members. One, you know, when I look on social media, right, and I see Mr. Pinlan, God rest his dead, who already done gone from this earth so long. People are posting things about him. I am trying to figure out what type of election are we running in this country. As a Bahamian and as a person who contributes to this country significantly, don't just talk. I support the PLP, but I will not, and I will say this on the radio, no one can pay me to attack no one's character. Because remember, life is funny, Mr. McCartney, and I want every person who go on social media with these platforms who are attacking these people, remember y'all got families.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't give a damn.
People families, don't be surprised if they don't attack y'all back.
They don't care. And the PLP is doing it just as bad as the FNMs do it.
Election people. Let's have a fair election. Yeah. You know, and another thing before I go, I watched something this week, Vaughn. People cursing people coming to their house. You know, in particular FNM people. Cursing them. You understand? Because people are very disgruntled and with this government. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about people who are posting things on social media. Leave these people and families out of it. Leave Mr. Pinlan. Mr. Pinlan and gone.
Right,
leave
long time. Yeah.
Leave Ms. Pinlan and our family. Let the man rest in peace, man.
Agreed.
Have a good day, my brother.
Thanks, buddy. One more call, then let's take that break, and then we'll come back and we'll do our text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan McCartney. How you doing?
Hey, it's good. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, let me be the first I spark needed to congratulate Monique Pinlan at the fans. To me, I know it's not official, but it's official to my ass.
That she's going there?
Yeah.
Well, we'll ask her tomorrow. She's supposed to come tomorrow, yeah.
She tried to set up?
She's supposed to be here tomorrow, so we'll ask her.
Well, you know, she probably wouldn't admit it until they make it official, but I know some people be fighting against that.
Mm.
They wanted Brett Paisel, but then again, he's not a judge because she's running independent. He would get beat anyway.
Yeah, Paisel's going to be an attorney. He'll be fine.
He's going to be a what?
An attorney. He's in law school.
Oh, he's in law school?
Yeah, he's almost done.
So he got back to finish, eh?
Yeah, well, he's in it now, so he said he'd be done in May, so he's take the bar before the end of the year, and he'll be all set.
Let me ask you a question. You think Alexa could be sent you as a seasoned journalist, and I'm a Bush journalist. You think Dr. Minister be crazy to call the Prime Minister, sorry. Prime Minister be crazy to call the election this year? Or
I think, I mean, if you look around you, it's clear that an election's coming.
This year?
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to keep this up for the next year. All this they're doing, gathering and going door to door and knocking on with masks. He would have told them, don't worry about it.
So you got to tell the red shades, go ahead.
They're mobilized, man. You don't see it? Them and the
yeah,
BLP.
Yeah, I see it, but I mean,
yes, of course.
But he got kind of cheating. He didn't tell the yellow, go ahead. The yellow got to pick up on it.
Well, you gave your bet off.
Let me say this publicly on your show, because some might be your free good friends in the room thinking I still head into the FM side. Let me just say, Parker, you to say, and this go around, PRP all the way, Wayne Monroe all the way.
All right.
On your show.
Thank
breaking
you,
news. PRP all the way, Wayne Monroe all the way.
Pumpkin is going with the PLP. All right.
That's breaking news on your show.
Breaking
Ryan.
News. I appreciate you breaking that.
All right.
All right. let's take the break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Happening.
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Looking for plenty food, and you're on a budget?
Well, break.
Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle. Introducing the Biggie Bag. With the new Biggie Bag, you get a Dave Singles, Junior Fries, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $7.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more. Now that's a deal. It's the best on these streets. Available at all locations. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Tired of disposable plates that fall apart and leave the food in your lap? Neptune Compostables can solve your problem. Touch your food in our heavy-duty clamshells.
At Neptune, we supply heavy-duty take-out plates, coffee cups, sauce cups, soup bowls, straws, and plastic-free take-out bags. We offer free delivery to offices, takeaways, restaurants, bars, and households.
And we ship to the family islands.
Order now via WhatsApp at 816-2442. That's 816-2442. Or shop online at NeptuneCompostables.com.
Neptune, where your sense makes sense.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm just going to deal with my text messages here, Arlington, since we're in our last bit of time. Now, someone just sent me a video of a large gathering of police. Now, they're saying in the video, and they wanted me to address it, and I shall. They're saying in the video that it's a funeral. I don't think that's accurate. Where you are, you're at Golden Gates Ministries, right? Outreach Ministries. Where you are, they were, if that is today, then that is actually Police Month, the service celebrating the beginning of Police Month. That's what all those police were doing there today. And I agree with you. There's too many of them there, all right, for the church service. And there are too many of them not wearing masks, and they should be wearing masks, and it doesn't make any sense. And they're too close together. If that was you and I, right, they would be ticketing us. And I also want to further your point, or let me say, make my point by using your video, in that if you can have all those police officers there for a church service, then why can you not have people have funerals in church? The only difference is the body. Yes? So they're all there having a church service and COVID-19 ain't tripping. But when the dead body's in the church, then COVID-19 has a very serious risk. People are crying. They're all over each other. What are you talking about? They're singing in the church normally, aren't they? There's a huge choir at the church today, from what I could tell. So I don't get it. Anyway, we're not doing calls. Let's just quickly try to do our text messages. By the way, a bit of news coming out with the Public Disclosure Commission. Remember, we were talking about Miles Lorota the other day and him getting that nod for, or getting the branch wants him for Pinewood? All right, so Miles Lorota resigned effective today. All right. Actually, no. Miles Lorota resigned effective February 18th. You weren't a great Public Disclosure Commission anyway, Lorota, you know, but perhaps you'll do better in your next incarnation. This is George Kerry. I'm not certain I know George Kerry. George Kerry is going to be the new public disclosure commissioner as of today. All right? Today. All right? Now, let's go through some of your text messages. I don't want to give you a short shrift because we do you do text me and I do appreciate you. And we do give a fair amount of attention to the callers. But I like my text medium as well. Now, let's see what this has to say. This says, y'all just give Anton too much leeway. Okay. Says, Anton, please get your own radio show. And Anton, I heard you talking to Wendell Jones on my way here. Because when I'll listen to, like, Levin when I can. And then, because I'm coming up, you know, I'm in the gym, so I'm not listening to talk radio in the gym, right? So I got to wait till I get out of the gym. I'm break right up, too. The guy I train with, he's running right out lately, but it's all good. It's, you know, getting back at it. But, and so then I'll switch to Jones, you know, because I listen to Jones when the news comes on here, because I already know usually what's in the news. So, until I heard you talking to Wendell Jones, just before, not that I have a problem with it, not that I'm jealous of that, I'm just saying. This is one. Leslie Miller and Davis have no issues. He has a problem with Chester. He mentioned Cooper in a condescending way several times on Steve's show. Miller referred to them as rookies. Yeah, I know Miller seemed to have a problem after Chester Cooper's speech, too. I don't know what the vibe is. But Leslie Miller and Brave are friends. But Chester Cooper's the future of your party. I think you'd better wrap your mind around that. All right? Very, very, very swiftly, you should. Because if he's not, I don't know who is. Says, hi, your station is not clear. I can't do anything about that. Says, Monique Pinling's father did nothing for South Andros. Well, we'll ask her about that tomorrow. One, Piceville ain't running because he's compliant with the PLP caucus to show unity. Optics. OB lost by only 200. It's a substantial enough difference. Yeah, 200 votes is a lot. I ain't gonna lie. Well, it's enough. Let's say that. Like, one vote's enough. It says, Obi Wilscombe did challenge Bray for the leadership. Didn't challenge Bray for the leadership. He contested the chairmanship. Was it the chairmanship? Yes, I believe it may have been the chairmanship. You may be correct on that. Juan Picewell did well where? He was the lousiest MP for 15 years. Why do you think people don't want him no more? I can't figure out how he lasted so long. To say, Juan, did you ever find your earbuds? I did. Thanks for asking. They were sandwiched in between some papers from the House of Assembly in my backpack. I had to turn out my backpack because to find my device kept saying it was like there. And you know what's so frustrating? Like, I'm walking around where the dot is that says there's where the device was last connected. And I could see myself like moving around the dot. Like, I'd walk 3 feet away and come back. And I'm like, what the? There's nothing here. So then finally, I took my backpack out. I just dumped everything out of it. Not that there's even that much in it. And I found my earbuds. Thanks for asking. McCartney, this election coming has to be excited. Image, Mrs. Martin becoming leader of the PLP, going against PM. What a match. Why would you think Glenys Hannah Martin is going to become the leader of the PLP? Says, please don't put the words fire and brave in the same sentence. Remember, Pamsy? That's so sad, but also hilarious. McCartney, I bet you one chicken patty Picewell's not running for South Andros means Pinling's daughter will most likely have her wish of being nominated for South Andros. That area is her mom's Lady Pinling's hometown. If she did not want to run in that area, Picewell would have still been running for South Andros. When it comes to the PLP, Lady Pinling and her family usually get what they want. But Leon Lundy's down there, hard, strong. Greetings, Juan. I was waiting for a reporter to ask Lanisha Roll what was going through her mind when she put her face on those medals and trophies. Did she pay that money back to the Bahamian people? I don't know, man. Pay the money back. This says, Lanisha Roll said a lot and still said nothing of any use, and I dislike your high and mighty don't ask me nothing attitude. Reminds me of Minnis's attitude. Says, ask Monique Pinling if she used her PLP black-white privilege to take that seat away from Forbes. Oh, Lord. It says, so the last 5 years of the PLP, nothing happened other than we wasted $100 million in Carnival. Now under F&M, another wasted 5 years. None of them created any new industries or new revenue streams, no housing, no opportunity. Yikes. Is Fred Mitchell ever going to rise to be leader of the PLP and potentially PM? Or don't PLPs have any faith in his potential unblemished record? Now is the time. So no. Fred Mitchell's never going to be the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party or Prime Minister. Not that he's not qualified. It says, hi, one. It is the constituencies that benefit or suffer from candidates who become elected MPs. Therefore, we need laws to mandate constituency primaries to expand our democracy and political parties. If our leaders and candidates are not democratically selected by all party members, why should we legitimize them in our general elections? If parties are controlled by a few stalwarts, then those few stalwarts will eventually control our country. Yeah, laws might be one way to go, but the party can do it. There's nothing stopping them from doing it. While these sitting MPs have to fight harder to stay in the game, they seem to bow out too easily at the top tier of government. They have to build their base outside the party so as to strong-arm the process. But that's when you're lazy and don't develop your machinery. Yeah? This says, how could the PLP be reformed with people like Davis and Mitchell still at the helm, plus they were part of that last disastrous cabinet? Child, please. Says, so Juan, you're now advisor for your boy Chester in the PLP. I see you silently pulling for Chester them. You're trying to be kingmaker. Your heart lies with Chester in the PLP. Okay. I think the guy's the future of the PLP. I think he's really smart and as one of the better people to come out of the PLP in the recent past. And if that makes me pulling for him, then, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not pulling for anybody necessarily, but I think more people like him in politics would be a good thing, and more people like him, like the PLP and the FNM, would be great. This says, Juan, you're saying you don't know why the people of West End want Obi. Pakisha's the main reason why. They got caught up in the wave and realized that what they had is 10 times better than what they have. Obi was a good MP and minister. Well, I'm gonna stop you at the minister part, but if you say so. It says, good day again. There's no plan for Grand Bahama either. It's from the same texter. One school and government complex that started in the PLP, still not completed 5 years later. The roads in the western end of the island are terrible. I could go on. But I just said Obi was such a good MP. Why are the roads terrible? It says, tell Michael Darvill, take a COVID test and go back to Pine Ridge, to Grand Bahama. If Obi Wilson was such a great MP, then why are the roads bad? They didn't build new roads? Well, a few days ago, PM Dr. Minnis said he would like to see the first woman prime minister of the Bahamas. Well, he just may have spoken what is to be. Fit and equipped for the task at hand is indeed Mrs. Orenthia Komolafe. Not only is she a woman, but she's fitted for a time. And she has this man's support, God willing, come the next general election. All right. It says, Chester doesn't remind you of TurnQuest pre-DPM? Yeah, I mean, quite a bit, actually. That's TurnQuest was one of the more astute members of the FNM going in their opposition. But they had some good people who were smart there, but TurnQuest, I was one of the hardest working guys, one of the smartest guys, and philosophically, I don't think they're alike because they've been dramatically opposed on these issues, but it is what it is. This says, why should anyone pay real property tax if you get a 50% discount if you don't pay? Yeah, I think some forgiveness is in order, but the May deadline is a bit much. The payment arrangement thing is a good thing, but the guys who are going to get the biggest breaks are the wealthy people. One, banks are not dumb. If everyone gets a lot for $50,000, there's no arbitrary $150,000 value that you can place on it. You won't be able to go to a bank and get equity out of it because the bank knows that another person won't pay $150,000 for something that every other neighbor paid $50,000 for. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like you have to do some creative lending there. I don't think you could straight up go to the bank and go, well, it's worth 150, so give me 100 grand to go build on it. That's going to be a precarious position for a bank. They're going to, even so, they're going to look at that and go, well, I'm not just going to give it to you based on that. We got to look at all the other factors that are going on as well. Because I'm pretty sure that if you buy that property, there's going to be some condition on it that you can't sell it within a particular period of time, et cetera, like most government land. Although, if it's a PPP, it'll be interesting how that'll work. Says, Juan, you say 50% off real property tax arrears? We're always rewarding people for not paying bills. And the rich and powerful are a lot of the set not paying the real property tax. Me and you are the conks paying on recently purchased homes and paying actual fair market value. Yep. Says, duty-free construction means that people will buy more foreign supplies rather than local, too. I agree it's unfair that I can't build a house duty-free, but those who vote in his area can. It's not like Killarney is a dilapidated area like Over the Hill. Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea at all. I think it's good for those few people, but in terms of the broader economy, like that, we could use that. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Please have the Ministry of Works patch this huge crater that takes up one side of the road on top of the hill by Hillside Plaza on Thompson Boulevard by the Police College. Please, it literally sits on top of the brow of the hill and you don't see it until it's too late. I'm supposed to check that out. I may do that today if there's not a lot of traffic. Says, Juan, just play the toilet flush soundbite after Anton. He drank too much Kool-Aid. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I believe Forbes doesn't have the money to run his campaign. I believe the party's looking for people who can bankroll their own campaign, but I think she should have been allowed to run again, but that's just politics. This says, hey, Juan, that caller harping on reduced size of government sounds great, but the least fortunate will be affected by such a government, specifically in the short term. Bahamians need to be wary of libertarian ideas and worship of the private sector. I mean, I think that's where we're headed, reducing the size of the civil service. If we're looking at the balance sheet, like Lang keep telling y'all, I don't think y'all listen to this, man. He keeps telling y'all this is bad, right? We're in a really rough position, and it's not just going to flip over and over. I think that's why the prime minister maybe avoids saying an actual plan, because it's hard. I mean, you got to still have one, but this is hard stuff to get done. When I listened to Picewell speech today, I heard nothing completed for South Andros. He did everything from Mangrove Key and Central Andros. The holes in the roads in South Andros are craters. Picewell's from Smith's Hill, South Andros. Smith's Hill Road is the worst of all settlements. Juan, me and South Andros need real representation. We thank you for your service, Picewell, but it's time to move on. This says, Chester's not as smart as Cheryl Major Bazard. I don't hear a lot from Miss Bazard. Hi, Juan, I agree. In fact, if Chester was leader of the PLP right now, this would be an easy win for the PLP, but they're still trying to make this brave wave happen. Sigh, rolls eyes, politics. I mean, I ain't caping for nobody. What I'm saying is that, like, I stand for Jeff Lloyd. That's I ain't ashamed of that. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is that, and I hear this a lot, that if Chester Cooper was leader of the PLP, it would be a blowout, a total blowout. And I think the FNM realizes that as well. This says, great show as usual, one. Question, how come when you live with a woman, eventually you see the real them, or when you get married, you see the real them, one? This gal's let it rip. Is it fine? Is it wrong? That's unfortunate for you. I'm so sorry. This is Juan Miller and Tall Pines need to go rest. His season is over. Thank God. Go tell Miller, go back. Okay. This says, Anton makes my ears bleed. Mr. McCartney, why did the Prime Minister not mention the extension of NIB? That's a good question, actually. I need to double check if he did or not. Says, one, I call on the GG to ensure that all who are not wearing their mask at the police service be fined and allow the RBDF to ensure it's carried out. One, I've lived in Tall Pines since shortly before the last election. I've yet to see Saunders in the Victoria Gardens community. I've seen Leslie more times in the last 3+ years, and I've been calling and texting him to at least clean up the area, and to no avail, just lousy, a waste of a vote. All right. Well, that's what it is. People want you to be your representative and want you to really take care of their needs and look after them. And it's rough, right? So, and I'll wrap up here right now. So, for instance, if, what's the guy's name? Adrian White, who wants to run for St. Anne's. If he came, because I'm right on the border of St. Anne's, where St. Anne's meets Freetown. If he came to me today and asked me what are my concerns, what are my needs, other than, you know, fix up Village Road immediately in my area, I don't have a ton of concerns. All right? Because we're in a better setup area. But there are areas where you go and people, the need is just overwhelming. I had a guy come to me on a Saturday when I was at a thing. And he was telling me how he's sleeping in a car. And he's got no money and he wants to get a place so he can have his kids come over. Because now they can't come over because he's sleeping in a car. Right? And he's looking to me because he just shooting his shot. Just because he recognizes my face and voice. You know what I mean? Imagine what your MP goes through when he knocks on doors in these communities. Imagine the level of overarching need. And I had a couple of dollars in my pocket. I gave that to him. I really didn't want to because I had it for something specific, but I did. You know what I mean? And that's where you are with the MPs. It's rough stuff. You got to know what you're getting into sometimes. Well, if you're in a good area, then it's not so rough. But a lot of areas now are the need is overwhelming. All right. We're all out of time. You guys take care out there. I believe Money Pilling is coming tomorrow, so we'll look forward to that. And we'll also, a little later in the week, maybe try to dissect the Prime Minister's speech a little more. I didn't really see a plan. You guys take care out there. Have a great day. Bahamas, Javargo Lang's up next with Z Live Off the Record.
McCartney is brought to you in part by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Neptune Compostables, Fidelity Bank, and Wendy's.